Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When we go to see a doctor, it's usually because we're not feeling well. Even a checkup helps us find out if something is wrong or just off. But what if hospitals were places that give us tools to keep us healthy, in addition to caring or healing us? The Office of Wellness Education within UC Davis School of Medicine was created last year to achieve just that. Looking at wellness through the lens of physical health, emotional, societal, environmental, global concerns, and much more. And this weekend kicks off its first ever Wellness Academy. It is a free virtual education series on wellness that is open to all. And the inaugural academy will take place 4 Saturdays in a row starting this weekend. Joining us is Dr. Susan Murin, Interim Dean of the UC Davis School of Medicine, and Dr. Scott Fishman, Executive Director of the Office of Wellness Education at UC Davis Health. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Fishman, I want to start with you because this Office of Wellness was formed in 2022. It is a new office. How and why was this formed?
Well, it was formed because of the recognition of the need to address that other side of health, which is the side of health that isn't just responding to diseases, as you mentioned. Most of healthcare is disease responsive, largely for economic reasons. It's not that we don't recognize the enormous need to address how lifestyle influences how well we are in the diseases we ultimately succumb to, as well as the other impacts of our environment. Just the speaker you had on before could have been speaking about wellness, because it's difficult to be well in an unwell society. It's difficult to be well in an unwell world or an unwell planet. So with that, we recognize that, and I think it was very forward thinking of our university to see that we can play a role in this that's very impactful. And we chose to start by addressing the issue of information. And while we don't pretend to tell people how to live their lives, our hope is to provide reliable information so that each of us can make informed choices about how we live our lives and how it may affect our lives down the road.
You have a background in pain and pain management. How did that lead to wellness and to you being the director of the Office of Wellness?
Well, it's a good question. I spent more than 3 decades treating patients with chronic pain, and it became sadly evident that many people with chronic pain, at least in part, have pain as the end result of really deconditioning that could have been reversible through lifestyle changes. As you said, issues around food and fuel, around mental wellness, and around really movement and strength. We all know that those impact how well we are, but there are decisions we can all make. And I was in a health system for years that wanted to make those changes, but really we weren't supported by the economic systems that drive healthcare. And at UC Davis, we've made that commitment to try to make a change there.
Mm. Dr. Murin, I want to bring you in. This Office of Wellness, these programs, is this unique for California or even the country? Is this done in other medical schools?
I am not aware of any similar program in the state of California. And I think there are other wellness-focused programs across the country, but I think this one is unique in its focus on the entire community and its willingness to offer these services broadly to the community. So I'm very, very appreciative of Dr. Fishman for spearheading this effort to, again, assist our entire community and to the Anderson family, whose generous gift allowed this program to start.
Does this signal perhaps a larger shift in incorporating wellness in medical school?
I think so. I think it does. I think we want our students to have an awareness of the entire health span and to understand those factors that will keep their patients healthier.
All right, so that brings us to this weekend, because this is open and it's free to the entire public. And this is the Wellness Academy. It is the first year that this is happening. Dr. Fishman, give us kind of a listening tour of what people can enjoy and expect over the next four Saturdays.
Well, this is a fairly broad a group of presentations that still don't cover this enormous area. So this is the beginning of trying to bring this reliable information from experts, really authoritative people who can give the background on the science and consensus around the choices that are available to us all. And those are choices around what we eat. We'll have speakers speaking on the microbiome and how, you know, this affects us in you know, the largest immune organ in our bodies are the organisms that live inside of our bodies, in our gut. So this really does affect our health, and our food affects it. So this is an area of intense research. We'll be looking at issues around general fitness. The director of sports medicine will be talking about how we're all athletes, that we're all running a marathon of one kind or another. We'll also speak with other exercise authorities. We'll be speaking with authorities from many of the different colleges and schools across UC Davis, including, you know, our world-renowned agriculture and environmental science school. And one of the experts there will be talking about disease prevention in terms of agriculture and the food we eat, particularly related to cancer. And we'll also be speaking about how the food that is developed around the world can help generate health, and how we can participate in really regenerative agriculture and things of that sort. We'll be talking about controversies around supplements. We'll be talking about controversies around how much protein you should eat. You know, we have experts who say that everyone is protein deficient and everyone should be supplementing, and others looking at the same data say that none of us need protein supplementation. So there's a lot of controversy that we're going to try to unpack. And then we're going to look at mental wellness from the expert eye of someone who's studied this in terms of the science and the consensus in the field. And we're going to end with really the big view, the grand challenge of wellness, from our Office of Grand Challenges here at UC Davis.
Yeah, that is just wonderful. Because, I mean, when you're laying all that out, I just think about how we're also inundated with, at times, contradictory information on what is healthy, what to avoid, what to eat, what to take in. And so, Dr. Murin, what I'm hearing is these four Saturdays, they're just helping people sift through kind of all of that noise and take away some really tangible tools and resources that they can apply to their own individual lives.
No, I think that's very accurate. And I'd like to add that this program is modeled after our mini medical school program that has been in existence for quite a long time and has been a wonderful resource for the community with thousands of attendees. So we look forward to this having the same reach and impact, but with a different focus.
And just like school or academia, there's also electives, right, Dr. Murin? There's a farm tour if people want to go in person, cooking for wellness, practicing a life in motion, and yoga and mindfulness. And that's in addition to the virtual classes every Saturday.
Correct. Those and Dr. Fishman may wish to comment more, but those are smaller in-person add-on electives that do require pre-registration.
Dr. Fishman, why were these electives important to pair with all of the other lectures that people are going to be taking in?
Well, we've wanted to get a little extra bang in here if we could, with live or much more engagement-based online activities. We're kind of testing the waters here. So the availability of seats in the electives is limited, but the availability of access to the main program, anybody can register now. We've got 5 days to go. You can register anytime. There's plenty plenty of access, and we've got a lot of people registered already. So I'd encourage people to register. And when you do, you'll see these electives, and there's space in many of them. Some are already full, however, and hopefully in the future, we'll be exploring this and adding many more.
Given that this is the first year, Dr. Fishman, you know, at the close of the fourth Saturday, or let's say that following Monday, and you look back, what do you hope the public takes away from a free virtual education series on wellness?
Well, I hope that they'll be reminded of what you said earlier, which is it's a confusing array of information out there. In fact, it's a sea of misinformation. Most folks who are educating have either a point of view they're trying to convince us of, or they're frankly trying to sell us something. So this is kind of an agnostic view. And my hope people come away feeling that they got a really clear view of the field, and they weren't being talked into one thing or another, but they got the facts. They got a realistic view, and it will help them make decisions for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Fishman and Dr. Murin, thank you so much for the time.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Dr. Susan Murin is interim dean of the UC Davis School of Medicine, and Dr. Scott Fishman is the executive director of the Office of Wellness Education. They are discussing its first ever Wellness Academy, a free virtual education series on wellness that is open to all. The inaugural academy will take place four Saturdays in a row starting this weekend, and we have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.